بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala first introduced himself, who Allah is. Allah is that great being, that praise is only for Allah. Allah is the Rabb, creator, nourisher, sustainer. And he is Rabbul Alameen, of every universe, of every world, of all species, whether they be little germs, worms, ants, big elephants, whatever there is, Allah alone is the creator, nourisher, sustainer. And what are the greatest qualities of Allah amongst all the others? That Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, and that Allah is the king, or Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. And then when we realized that, then we spoke directly to Allah and we said, "Oh Allah, you are the only one that we worship. We worship nobody else besides you. And we seek only your help. You are the only one who can help us." And now we are defining this Surah Fatiha. Al-Ham Sharif has taught us that what is that help that we seek from Allah Ta'ala. We need help of Allah from everything. But the greatest thing which Allah has taught us, for which we have to seek that help, and when we hear the Imam reciting Surah Fatiha, when we ourselves are reciting, we should also ponder that what is this which Allah Himself in His great mercy and kindness has taught us, that what is this greatest help that we must ask Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says that He is say to Allah, beg of Him, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, give us hidayah of the straight path. That is the greatest need, more than anything of this dunya, more than anything, that Allah guides us to the straight path. Hidayat, ulama have explained, is that Allah Ta'ala, with great love and affection and kindness, Allah Ta'ala puts us, Allah Ta'ala takes us, Allah Ta'ala carries us on the straight path. Not only that Allah shows us the straight path, that is also a great thing. But then many a person, there are lot of us that we know what is the straight path, but we are not on the straight path. We know, we even torment ourselves, we even speak, tell that how bad are we. We know what is the straight path, but we are not on it. Hidayat, ulama, Allah reward them, have explained that with love and affection, not with harshness, not in a hard way, but with love and affection, Allah Ta'ala puts us onto the straight path. Allah Ta'ala carries us onto the straight path. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala gives us the directions. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala tells us how to go about it, but He Himself carries us. That is what we are asking Allah Ta'ala. And then we are asking for Siratul Mustaqeem. Sirat is that path, that road of Allah, that Allah puts us and carries us on that road. Sirat, like we speak of Pul Sirat, or that is famous amongst us, the bridge of Sirat. It is that road in the Akhirah. Abdul Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that in this world we are already on Pul Sirat. How we are living our life here, that is how we will be able to walk on Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. So yeah, that is that path. Sirat, a ulama have explained, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's tafsir, is the path of Islam, which is the easiest path, and it is defined here as Sirati Mustaqeem, the straight path. That is one common translation which we all make and we understand. And the straight path is the shortest distance between two points. So Islam is the shortest cut to reach Allah Ta'ala. It is that straight path. Also, the Sirati Mustaqeem has been defined that it is the middle path, not of extreme supremacies, not one that does so much about his deen and doesn't worry anything about his dunya, his health, nothing, he's just engaged in deen. Or not on the other extreme, that he's only in dunya and he doesn't worry about his deen at all. This is that beautiful straight path which Allah Ta'ala is asking, telling us that we must ask Allah Ta'ala, and how many times, a 5 times namazi, in all his namazes, every rakat, they surah Fatiha. And if he's making nafal namaz and all the other rakats, how many times he's begging Allah Ta'ala for the straight path. So this is that path that we have to beg Allah Ta'ala, and we have to ask him all the time. May Allah make it that we are conscious of our namaz. When we are listening to the Imam reading, that our minds and hearts are not everywhere else, but that be in namaz. And when we all understand the translation also of Surah Fatiha, may Allah put our minds there and then understand what we are asking from Allah Ta'ala. And also then we realize that not when we are in the masjid, when we are in namaz, we are asking for the straight path. When we go out, then we follow the crooked path. And we, in our action, we are doing all the wrong things. And also this should be having an effect on us, that when we are making our namazes also, as will be explained in the front, that our clothing must be also of that straight path, not the path of the crooked people who have gone wrong. Our whole lifestyle must be also of that straight path, not the path of those people who are crooked and going wrong. It isn't that we are taking medicine here in the masjid and immediately after that we are taking poison again. Or that we are in the masjid, how we are dressed, etc., what we have in our minds, we are in poison, but we are asking for cure, we are asking for medicine. No, it must correspond also. And the sign of this acceptance will be that we are turning towards Allah Ta'ala. If immediately a person turns, very fortunate. And if gradually, but he is turning, then also very fortunate for that person. So Allah guide us to Sirat-e Mustaqim, that is with love and great affection. Allah Ta'ala Himself actually carries us onto the straight path, the shortest path, the middle path, the most perfect path to reach Allah Ta'ala. And if we are blessed, may Allah bless us with it, then to cross to full Sirat on the day of Qiyamah will be also very easy. Otherwise, full Sirat, if a person just thinks about it, he won't get sleep also. His hair stands on end, that how will we cross on that full Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah guide us. With regard to our present situation and all the unrest, and not only here, but throughout the Muslim world, we see what we are facing. One beautiful remedy, our Amir Sahib, Yusuf Patel, suggested that they will arrange it for us, but like 15 minutes before any namaz, if we can make a gush on our street, that all people become namazis, give them the dawat of namaz, etc. At least. And also in our business places, if we leave 5-10 minutes before going for namaz, and on the way meet 2-3 people, encourage them for namaz. By this da'wah, Allah Ta'ala's great mercy comes down. Allah's protection comes down. We will get protected in this way. And it has been always the way of our elders. In 94, when the change of the country came, people were fearing a bloodbath also. And at that time, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi, always our elders used to take out paddle jamaats. So that also if we can do, otherwise at least if we can visit the brothers on our street and we encourage them at least for namaz, that we all become namazis. Tawbah, istighfar, we must keep on making all the time, that Allah showers His mercy upon us. May Allah help us, guide us towards righteousness, and be pleased and protect us, our progeny, all the Muslims, and grant safe conditions throughout the world, particularly for the Muslims, generally everywhere, for everyone.